5 o'clock, another random news.
Good afternoon. These are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. The Public Prosecutor's Office has announced that authorities in Luxembourg seized nearly 800 kilos of cannabis at Findel Airport on the 13th of November. According to the Prosecutor's Office, customs officers discovered the narcotics during a documentation check for a shipment arriving from the United States, with the air cargo flagged as suspicious due to certain discrepancies. The documents listed the contents of 3,000 kilos of furniture, deck chairs and stools destined for a company in Belgium. Analysis from the International Coffee Organization indicates that Luxembourg has the world's highest per capita coffee consumption. The report estimates that the average resident of Luxembourg consumes 118,227 cups of coffee over the course of their life, an average of 5.31 cups per day. There is a caveat, though, as the results include the huge number of cross-border workers who purchase coffee in Luxembourg, which rather inflates the numbers. The Chamber of Commerce presented its review of 2025 and warned that businesses in Luxembourg are under increasing strain due to geopolitical volatility, high production costs, decreasing European demand, and the housing crisis. Optimism in the business community has clearly waned, and companies say they lack the stability required to invest and create jobs. While around 90% of firms expressed confidence in the country's economic prospects back in 2020, that number has dropped to just 67% in 2025. International news now, and an Austrian court has rejected the extradition to the United States of Ukrainian tycoon Dmitry Firtash on bribery charges in the latest twist of a long-running legal saga. An ex-ally of Ukraine's ousted pro-Russian president Viktor Yanukovych, Firtash made his fortune importing gas to Ukraine from Russia and Central Asia in collaboration with Russian gas giant Gazprom, and is already the target of British and Ukrainian sanctions. An AFP has reported that French special forces provided support to Beninese troops to put down an attempted coup at the weekend, which came after a wave of military takeovers in West Africa, including Benin's northern neighbours Niger and Burkina Faso. The coups have severely eroded French influence and presence in its former colonies. Sports now, and the NFL will play two regular season games in the German city of Munich in 2026 and 2028, continuing the organisation's ongoing commitment to play annual matches in Germany. The matches are a result of multi-year partnership between the NFL, Bundesliga club Bayern Munich and the city of Munich, with the participating teams and specific dates not yet set. And Xavi Simons has said he wanted to build his own legacy after marking the return of Song Heung-min on a visit to Tottenham with another goal in the number 7 shirt once worn by the former Spurs star. The Dutch attacking midfielder followed his commanding display in last weekend's win over Brentford with another impressive showing in a 3-0 Champions League win at home to Slavia Prague last night. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. The weather now, and the day will remain mostly misty and overcast with showers from time to time that should end during the evening. Current temperature is 10 degrees, although it feels slightly colder.